Welcome to this latest podcast focusing on serious mental illnesses and physical health. In this episode, hosted by Molly Mansfield, we hear from service leads who are involved in the SMI work at both Midlands Partnership NHS Foundation Trust and North Staffordshire Combined Healthcare. Joining Molly for this chat are...
Yes, thank you. I'm John Roberts. I am a service manager here in Combined Healthcare, and one of the teams that I support is the SMI physical health team.
I'm Ian Sabaton. I'm a operational manager for primary care mental health integration, which means I work very closely with our primary care colleagues around the SMI physical health pathway.
So today we're going to be talking about SMI physical health and where that it sits in relation to the Community Mental Health Transformation Programme. So would one of you be able to give me a little explanation of what SMI physical health is and what that means?
Yeah, I'm happy to start, Ian. When we talk around SMI physical health, we're referring to the focus piece of work we're doing to improve both the physical health monitoring and the lifestyle interventions for those on the GP SMI register. And when I say SMI, SMI stands for serious mental illness.
We know that people with mental health problems are more at risk of physical health problems as well. So part of the programme of work is to ensure people's physical health is monitored. And then, as John talks about, lifestyle interventions, physical health management where it's needed to ensure we can prevent wherever possible a long-term physical health problems for people with severe mental illness.
Great. So obviously one of you works for Combined and the other works for MPFT. So would you like to just talk a little bit, John, about how that works at Combined and the services that you're involved in?
Yeah, so here in Combined, we do have slightly different models, although we work very closely together. So here in Combined, we have a designated team that, with the aim of conducting the majority of the SMI annual health check reviews here in secondary care, we link into primary care to support our primary care colleagues, to work together on the SMI registers in terms of validating who's on that register.
So the way we work at MPFT, what we do, GP practices maintain a register of people with severe mental illness who need to be called in on an annual basis for a physical health check. They are required to do that, so GP practices do that anyway. What we do at MPFT is we've got nurse practitioners who work alongside those GP practices to actually make that a joint review of someone's physical and mental health needs at the same time. So someone should be able to receive an annual review with their GP practice, but with a mental health nurse practitioner in the room with them. So we can actually review mental health, physical health, review any medication. And really, it's sort of a one-stop shop in a way. Somebody can have an appointment, have their mental health and physical health monitored at the same time, not have the need to go into secondary care if they don't need to, if they're not currently, say, open to secondary services, and then have a plan on the back of that assessment, on the back of that review, to either look at preventative things around their physical health or to change medication or improve anything around their mental health. So it's sort of done in one go. That's the MPFT model. So in South Staffs, that's how that's working at the moment.
And the slight difference for Combined Healthcare is we have that total register, and those who are under secondary mental health care, so those who are under Combined, would have their check completed by Combined. Those who are under GP, so still on the register but not open to a secondary care team, would have their checks done in primary care by primary care colleagues. So yeah, that's a slight difference between the north and the south.
And what is the difference between primary care and secondary care?
So when we talk about primary care, we're talking about GP practices. We're talking about people being able to access services, as say the GP surgery. Secondary care, we're talking about a specialist service that somebody's perhaps been referred into or needs specialist treatment or ongoing intervention and care around their mental health. So somebody with a severe mental illness may have not need any ongoing long-term input from secondary care, and they may be on medication, but the management of their mental health can be effectively done within primary care by their GP practice. So that's the difference, really.
It sounds like a really good way to kind of combine the two together, primary care and secondary care, so that it's actually more time efficient as well. So it makes more sense in terms of them coming in and having both things kind of dealt with in the same area.
I think for me there's a huge amount of joint, joint work. So coming in one go, but actually there's a huge amount of joint working with both models. So with combined working closely with primary care to ensure they're clear who's having the physical health check done in which place, which environment. It's all about joint working. So whether someone's having a joint review with MPFT or whether they're having their review in secondary or primary with combined. And you know, our teams work very closely together. We work across North and South Staffordshire to try to look at where we can do things the same so we can make sure there's a sort of consistent offer and a consistent service.
Okay, so John, do you want to tell me a bit about how SMI Physical Health fits into the Community Mental Health Transformation Programme?
Here in Combined Healthcare, the Community Mental Health Transformation Programme really has been about providing better care and support to those who need it most. In order for this to happen, not only did we need to do more internally for Combined, but we also needed to do things better together as an integrated care system. The Transformation Programme has enabled us to work closely with partners in order to better understand the population health, the health inequalities that we see, and also to now start to join up ways of working across the whole integrated care system.
And you mentioned health inequalities there. Can you talk a little bit more about that? Because I know we've talked about that before.
Yeah, so the health inequalities, we've across North and South, we've done a piece of work over the last couple of years. It's basically about better understanding the health inequalities that we see, so the service users that we work with, the difficulties that they face, and then starting to have a look at what are the priorities specifically for this area. The biggest inequality is the life expectancy, 15 to 20 years mortality rate, so you're more likely to die 15 to 20 years sooner than your friend, family member who didn't have an SMI diagnosis. So yeah, a real targeted piece of work is needed to bridge that gap, provide better health and care, provide the interventions that are going to be needed to improve your lifestyle and your outcomes.
That does sound like a highlight. And moving on to highlights, Ian, have you got any highlights so far of the previous 2 years, the last 2 years of the Community Mental Health Transformation Programme, in your opinion?
Yeah, in relation to the SMI work, I think for me, it's the joint working with the GP practices. So because we're trying to offer a joint review where we've got a nurse prescriber, you know, a non-medical prescriber who's working alongside the practice. So we've got people coming into the practice who seem to really appreciate. So when we're looking at our feedback from people that have come in for those reviews, seem to really appreciate having that done in one place, having a review of their mental health at the same time as having their physical health monitored. And having that done at their GP surgery seems to be a really positive thing. So I guess it's service user feedback as one of the highlights. But the joint working, the relationships with our GP partners, which I think, you know, is something that's needed to develop a little bit more. And part of the transformation has enabled us to do that. I think the other thing for me is actually the joint working across the ICS, you know, working with Combined, John and the team up here. I think we've really tried to think about where the consistency can be across that whole area, which is obviously really important.
Yeah, and for us, it's been the ability to grow the team. So when it first started, we've had additional resource come in, funding. We've grown the team to provide specialist outreach and support. So for those who find it difficult to come to us for the check, we link closely with primary care. We'll go out to people's homes, provide the interventions. So yeah, it's the ability to go out and then hard to reach areas. Yeah, that's been a real highlight for us.
That's great, because it's all about that community work, isn't it? And actually making it accessible for different types of people in different circumstances.
Yeah, and the model for us in the North, it's helped us work on the principles of MEC, which is making every contact count. So the contacts that service users have in Combined Healthcare in general, if we can better improve the competencies of the staff that are seeing them to start to think about the physical health needs on a parity with mental health, yeah, that's just a real advantage.
That is. And looking ahead, obviously we've got 1 year left of the Community Mental Health Transformation Programme at the minute. So are there any plans at either trust that you guys are aware of, or kind of any, looking ahead to the next year, what are the plans?
I think the thing that I'd probably highlight is the real importance of continuing joint work. So John's talk there about making every contact count and about ensuring that when we are monitoring people's physical health and we've got that opportunity to actually look at some preventative work, to look at improving people's lifestyle, people's health and well-being, that we actually take that opportunity while we have that. And so a lot of the work that John and I do is actually to look at the whole ICS picture and look at the quality of those interventions. And that feels to me like the next stage is to move from the targets to actually ensure we're monitoring and checking the physical health of people with SMI, and actually to move to what we're doing as a result of those checks, and actually take that quality step. And the transformation feels like it's a really good opportunity to do that.
Mm. Yeah, and building on them interventions, so it's okay doing the check, but then what does it mean for the person? So the only way we're going to reduce that inequality is by providing the right intervention to meet the need. So one of the real highlights has been working with Everyone Health, who have come in and basically supported and enhanced our offer for health and lifestyle services in general. So as part of the annual review that we do, it's a direct referral in. When I say referral, it's not time-intensive, laboursome. It's a conversation that someone would benefit from having a healthier lifestyle. So we've got a tailored program of up to 18 weeks, providing support around nutrition, healthier lifestyles, looking at something around exercise. And when I say exercise, it doesn't mean a gym class. It means it could be chair-based exercises. It could be online. So yeah, it's that mix of healthier lifestyle via being a little bit more active, if that's the right thing for you, or whether it's giving you a little bit more advice around nutrition. So just things that will fit into your lifestyle, really. So that is an example of one of the interventions that has been improved upon as a result of this work.
That's it for this Community Mental Health Transformation podcast episode. Thank you to our guests for another brilliant episode. If you'd like to listen to any of our previous podcasts, you can do so by searching for the MPFT podcast on Spotify, Google, and Apple Podcasts, and a range of other channels.